From Chicago, I am John Landecker, and Records truly is my middle name.
That's right. Truly, it is his middle name, and here he is, John Landecker from Landecker's Radio Oasis on WGN. Hi, John.
I'm a dog. Try to explain my behavior, will you please?
I could not. You know what? I've known you for a long time. I don't believe I have ever been able to explain your behavior.
Okay. Point well taken. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm honored to talk to you. I mean, really, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame, and you're a legendary broadcaster, but you know what?
What's that?
I noticed something. So
what'd you notice?
You're doing a joyful program. I mean, that's good. I mean, really, man? I mean, that's good. We don't have to... And I'm trying to do the same sort of thing. I don't want to talk so much. I mean, if something happens, the newsroom will cover it.
Of course.
But I don't want to talk about all that doom and gloom. You know, we hear that every day, all day. So you're...
Exactly.
And you're doing the opposite of that, but you're not playing music. It's not records anymore.
Well, now wait.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you're doing... Go ahead.
There is music licensing is something that radio stations do with ASCAP and BMI. It's very, very expensive. WGN has enough money and decided to do it with Frank Sinatra in the morning on Sunday and then later with John Williams in the Music of Your Life.
Other than
that, the law is that you can play 60 seconds of anything before it violates their bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been editing songs down to 60 seconds or less. And then every once in a while playing those. So there is a touch of music in the program, although certainly a very tiny percentage.
And that's right. You know, I listened to you where you gave listeners an opportunity, and I was doing the same thing, and I bet thousands and thousands of people were as well in the car saying, oh, I know that. And of course, I play music on the radio. I should know it. And you hear this little snippet and you don't always know it. And that's fun to do. But still, I am saying, John.
Yes, I know.
Records isn't working anymore. We've got to come up with something else. But Records really is your middle name. Can you explain that?
Well, very easily. It was my mother's maiden name. My grandfather, who was from Franklin, Indiana, was William J. Records, and my mother's maiden name was Marjorie Victoria Records, and I was given that name as my middle name at the day I was born.
But still,
that's it.
I want to do better. So I have some ideas here, and I want either you to say yes, no way, you're crazy, or maybe... So 312-981-7200, text or call. I want all of you to participate as well. So in social media, I have some ideas. People, because I said I would be doing this. So people give
Hold on a second. Let me get a piece of paper and write these down.
Okay.
All right.
This is official.
All right.
We may need to go to City Hall to change it again. All right. You ready?
Is that where you go?
I don't know. They've been telling me where to go for a long time, but that's
a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Y'all set? You have the pen and paper?
I am ready to go.
Most people would type it now, but John still writes. Okay. So y'all set?
Yes.
All right.
Yep. I'm ready.
312-981-7200. I want to hear yours. You may be able to do better than these. John Digital Media Landecker.
Digital Media Landecker. Okay, I wrote that one down.
John Happy Face Landecker.
Yeah, good. Happy Face. Yeah, Happy Face.
Is that real?
Yeah.
John Cool Cat Landecker.
Cool Cat.
You are one.
John. Digital Media, Happy Face, Cool Cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
John C.D. Landecker.
C.D. Download.
That's a good one. That came from you, though. But that's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
Consider that. John.
Okay. Yeah.
John, it's about me, Landecker.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but probably a friend. I don't know. John Flash Drive Landecker.
Flash Drive, you. But you see, then none of these would truly be my middle name.
It doesn't matter. It's radio.
Okay. All right.
I mean, how many radio performers have you met over the years where their last name is really their last name?
Point well taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Although that's changed, right?
A bit. Yeah. A bit. Yeah.
So, all right. Let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. We have time for one call that we'll break and take some more ideas. You could text your ideas as well. I don't know if it's my fingers. You know, John.
Yes.
I've done that today where I say, hello, you're on the air, but I hang up on them first. So I apologize. You'll have to call back. 312-981-7200. I have John Landecker here. People are calling in. At least they should. And we're going to take a break, John. You know how that goes.
I do.
He does. 215 on WGN. Yeah. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It is the Green Bay Packers. They play after 3 o'clock here on WGN. I have John Landecker on the phone. Yeah, that's right. John Records Landecker or Don Digital Media Landecker. John CD, Cool Cat, Flash Drive.
Happy Face.
Yes. Yeah. All of those Landecker. Or let's see. Hmm. We do have a phone caller, 2 or 3 or 4 here. So let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. I'm just excited because I have John Landecker on the phone. And what do you say, Al?
Yeah. How about the Sheik? After all, if it's an oasis in the desert.
Oh, very good. Hey.
You are good.
Hey. This is good.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Now the thing about radio now, John, you know there's also video involved very often. Right now, folks can go, and please don't do this. It won't be exciting. But you can go to WGNradio.com and watch what I'm doing right now. So you can people videotape. They put it on Facebook and other social media. So here's what I'm getting at.
The Sheik.
Do you remember the movie?
I like it.
The movie The Sheik?
Oh, yeah.
You mean with, wait a minute, are you talking like Douglas or...
yeah, something like that.
Like the 1920s?
Yeah, wasn't that Rudolph Valentino or
Valentino?
Something?
Valentino? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You could be him.
Oh, great.
You could... you could dress
He's
as a...
dead.
No, that's okay. You could dress wearing that white...
Get some palm trees.
Wouldn't that be good?
Right?
Yes.
A cutout of a few camels.
Al, you've got something. Well, not a cutout. I mean, you could do it all green screen, right, with the background?
Right. Get a, you know, sand. Then, of course, you have to have, you know, the place where you drop your bag to pull up the water and a palm tree to sit under. And then, yeah, the Sheik. I like that.
I know a
the
little.
Sheik, the
I know
radio
a
Sheik.
Uh huh.
You know they're yeah. You know yeah the Sheik. The radio Sheik. Hmm.
I know a little bit about camels, so I could be your camel walker.
Welcome to my Sheikdom.
Yes, Al, you've got the best. I think that's the best so far.
Wow, that is no. That's even that's be- that is above and beyond the call of duty. That is. I appreciate that suggestion.
Thank
the
you, Al.
Sheik. Thanks. I like that. The Sheik. Trey Sheik, even.
312-981-7200. If you get out
Sheik.
To Al and come up with another name, that would be
the
great.
Sheik.
So, John, you're back on the radio every night. You really weren't off long.
No. Not, you know what? Actually,
what?
I was going to go with my new middle name being preempted.
I totally get that.
Because it's so true.
Well, you're on now.
Yeah, no, I'm joking, aren't I? Yeah,
I think so.
So
the great thing about the pet show I do at WGN at 5:30 in the morning, Sunday mornings, is I'm hardly ever, I'm not preempted ever, right? You know, so there's an advantage.
I would certainly hope not.
No. But how does it feel to be back and connecting with folks that in so many cases, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I'm one of them, grew up listening to you.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. I'm humbled. It's exciting. It's fun. I feel energized and so unbelievably, incredibly lucky that this has happened to me. And I really don't have enough words to express my gratitude for it. It's just really an exciting, fun thing for me to be doing, and I'm very glad that WGN was up for something like this and gave me the enough rope to hang myself, if that's goes.
No.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, it's all good, and I have a very good time every evening.
Indeed you do, and it sounds...
Yeah.
And did I have it right, you know, that the Radio Oasis, that is now your chicdom, is something where you really wanted to say, you know what, we'll let the newsroom handle the problems of the day, but we're just going to have fun.
Exactly. And, you know, I make the analogy all the time, like when you're driving down the tollway and you've had enough of whatever and the kids are making too much noise, or you're hungry or whatever and you just want to get off and stop and, you know, collect yourself and chill out a little bit. There it is right there off the tollway. There's an oasis. So
yes.
You pull off and there's where you, you know, chill out for a while. So I decided perhaps I would take that and use it as a vehicle for the name of a show instead of just something normal, you know?
Well, the only issue I have with what you just said is I remember as a kid, I don't know if they still have those oasis or not, but I remember that's also where the toll was and you'd have to pay. So are people paying?
Yeah, but now you drive, but now you have that automatic toll, right?
Atlantic toll. What is that?
No, automatic.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Yeah, the transponder on your windshield. So you don't have to stop. Nobody does. Nobody does anymore, I don't think.
No, you keep going. Although some people don't have that. I mean, if you're visiting from out of state, I assume you'd have to stop, right?
Yeah, but then you'd have to quarantine for 14 days at the Oasis, and what good is that?
That's right. You can't go anywhere now. Since I have you on the phone, if you have a minute, because you're an expert in this particular area, probably. And when I filled in for Anna DeVlantis a couple of weeks ago, I never got to this particular story. From an associate professor, the director of Healthy Buildings Program at Harvard University. Doesn't that sound official?
Sounds like it's right up my alley, uh-huh.
Or down your toilet. Because what he did is a study about COVID and whether you can catch that by using a toilet. And in fact, scientists are testing wastewater as an early tracking system, even for outbreaks now in some countries, not here.
How am I an expert in this?
I don't know. I thought when it came to toilet water, you'd know things. So here's what we know. When you flush a toilet, he says, the churning and bubbling of water aerosolizes the fecal matter that creates, aren't you glad I'm taking you with me on this, that creates particles that will float in the air, which we will now call bioaerosols, is the fancy name for those awful things.
Okay.
How many airborne particles exactly are we talking about? We're talking about upwards of 1 million additional particles per cubic meter of air. And not all of those aerosols generated will carry the virus, of course. But first, you flush the toilet, and the reality is that you're breathing in whatever is in the toilet, which was something we don't think about until I've read it. I never thought about it.
Which I guess it means that everybody should just disregard that. Go out into the backyard, do your business, and don't flush anything.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe, because they say that fresh air prevents the virus, right? So
who knows?
Yeah. So the solution to all this is what my wife has been telling me since we've been married.
And what's that?
Close the lid. Because when you do that...
I see what you're saying.
And the expert here says also wash your hands, which is, I assume, something, or at least I hope it's something we do all the time anyway.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that goes back to your childhood.
I hope.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Landecker, I think the chic wins.
Good, yeah.
It's a,
or...
what do
the
you...
lid.
John the Lid Landecker.
That's got a ring to it.
But I think the Sheik goes with the show, the Oasis.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no. There's no question about that. That's right in there with the theme of the whole. And that, as a matter of fact, as a regenerate, that's given me even more ideas. Yes, there should be camel sound effects. There should be... What other things do you hear on a when you're at an Oasis?
A dust storm.
Camels and... What?
A dust storm, perhaps?
Yes, a dust storm.
Or perhaps...
No. That's absolutely right. A dust storm.
Or perhaps... The entire show is a mirage, and we're just imagining the whole thing.
Oh, yes. A mirage. Nice. Hey, well, I got to call you more often. These are great ideas.
Well, I'm certain of one thing. You're going to get off the phone and say, how did this Steve Dale ever make it to WGN?
Oh, I have... No, I will not. I've been listening to you on WGN for years, and I'm
really?
Very glad that you're on in a non-animal behavior format.
I get it.
Yeah. You get it.
I get it.
Not that I don't like the animal behavior, believe me. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But everybody should be able to branch out every once in a while.
Yeah, and this is, as you know, this is what the kind of thing that I've done forever and ever.
This is true.
Yep. Mr. Landecker, it's good to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
I'll be listening to John the Sheik Landecker. Thanks, John.
Maybe I'll get blown away at the end of every show by a dust storm. That'll be the way that I exit.
That is a great idea. That is a great idea.
What was the listener's name who came up with the Sheik idea?
Her name was Al. Or is Al.
Al?
Yeah.
Like E-L?
I think A-L. And that's how it's spelled. Al. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Good enough.
Well,
thank you all. Thank you, Al.
Is she getting money for this?
No.
I didn't think so.
Is that all anybody thinks about anymore?
That's not right. Thank you, John.
Hey, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank you.